Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast. Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Sabrina Runbeck. Sabrina Runbeck is a cardiothoracic surgery PA with more than 10 years of experience in public health and neuroscience. After overcoming burnout and feeling stuck in a career that drained her, she became an international peak performance keynote speaker to empower ambitious professionals to find their voice, reconnect with their passion, and become influential in their fields without feeling overwhelmed, underappreciated, or undervalued. That's why people call her the queen of performance and productivity. She hosts the Powerful and Passionate Healthcare Professionals podcast, which has been featured on Kevin MD, Authority Magazine, and numerous stages such as Fox 5, CBS 13, Screw the Naysayers podcast, and Live on Purpose Radio. She is also an author of an upcoming book, Asian Women Who Boss Up. Well, good afternoon, Sabrina. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. And thanks, everyone, for listening in, for choosing us to spend your time with.
You're absolutely right, Sabrina. I love this. I want to jump into the questions. And what's really cool is you and I both share a lot of healthcare background. Obviously, I was on the technology side, but let's start with these questions here. You've got an accomplished career as a cardiothoracic surgery PA in healthcare, but you're one of those healthcare providers that took the plunge and left healthcare as this recent topic of provider burnout has become so prevalent these days. Can you tell us your story?
Yeah, so appreciate bringing that up. So I was really brought up Asian family, typical, you can think about, where I was the only child, only girl, actually. My cousins, everyone are boys. So typically the goal really from, even from my parents and my uncle, and is that, yes, you go to school, you get a degree, you have a good job, but ultimately their goal for you is have a family, just have kids. So I feel like it's so traditional in a sense that I have to really stand up. Why should only the boys have something to them? Why can't I do something for myself? And when I was coming to the US, I had to follow my mom. She already got here. I flew here all the way by myself. Then I had to in myself to go to flea markets every weekend just to sell pots and pans, that I have to do something to help out my family and also myself. I was still just learning how to speak English. So in my teenage years, I wasn't the typical one who's going out discovering yourself. I was the one who actually had to do something every day. So that's also the time where I had to learn, you got to work hard. And every time you have to push yourself. However, that mentality in many people, doesn't matter where you came from, is what caused us to stuck. But it also helped us to get to the position we're in now, because that's what I did. I continued on my school, 2 bachelor's, 2 master's, medical license, and finally got to one of the best cardiac center in the whole country. And I thought, wow, you know, this is it. However, at the same mentality, I felt like, if it's so competitive in the hospital, in the environment, I got to do more. I got to show up. I got to prove myself at my worth. Then I start working 80 plus hours and taking calls just about every night on top of that. So one day I was so exhausted, barely slept for 3 hours the night before because I was on call again. And my body felt weak. I had a fever of 101 degrees. It wouldn't have been so bad, except I was in the hospital, scrubbed in. My body was weak, but I still had to operate for open heart surgery. And when I'm good, it's like this. I'm constantly chilling. I'm listening to music, even when I was in the OR. But my nurse noticed that, ooh, Sabrina's not talking. Probably not a good thing. And they took pity on me and put cough drop and DayQuil under my mask just to keep me going. The next day, we all know, right? Little Band-Aid doesn't really help a whole lot. So when I woke up feeling still feverish, covered with night sweat, can barely get out of bed just to get a cup of water, I had to call in sick. I had to convince myself that, well, I guess you couldn't do it anymore. But the answer I got on the other side from my boss was, Sabrina, you couldn't tell me this sooner? And that's probably the first time I felt, wow, such a dagger in my heart, that no matter how much we're doing, people are expecting us to show up the way that we are, even though we might have pushed ourselves, stretched ourselves thin. And if we're just being treated as numbers, is it really our fault? or are we blaming on everything else? So many ambitious healthcare professionals, or even people who are not in healthcare, who just have a demanding job, we always thinking proactively for our clients. And we wanted to show up, we want to give, we wanted to seen as someone who have value. But what we're don't seeing is that when we keep pouring out, keep saying yeses to things that do not align with who we are, and that's when we get stuck. That's taking away our precious time, sanity. And I guess most time we felt the sanity part. Actually, how we wanted to live matters so much more. And that's the question that we ever really asked of ourselves or even our friends. So at the end of the day, I have to really own up to that. I had to take ownership of my decisions. I allow this to happen to myself. And therefore, I went back to my root in neuroscience and public health, learned from other big neuroscientists, cognitive psychologists, positive psychologists, and other performance coaches to come up with a simple system really that turned my life around. And so now I'm happy to say I'm still able to work in surgery and empowering other ambitious professionals who feel like they're always on to become that influential key player in their field, find their voice, and truly live into their passion and not turn it into a poison.
That's an amazing story, Sabrina. Wow. It takes something like that to make people realize that there's more to life, there's more to career, there's more to everything else than to put the hours in and not be appreciated. But I think we've all been there. So I appreciate that story. That is so amazing. And so Sabrina, as you know, everybody globally has had to make major shifts to adapt to this pandemic, especially healthcare workers and the COVID patients. But any perspective that you can share now that you're kind of on the other side of healthcare?
It's a such crucial time right now. I actually recently did a few TV news contributions on that specific topic. We are in the realm of just overall stressed out. And it's much higher of an issue now for depression has jumped up so much higher. And when we look specifically in the healthcare arena, a study published where they look at internationally from Europe, from US, South America, Asia, US particularly, physician burnout has been shown of 67%, yet less than 50% of the organizations have support to help with this particular thing. And even one of the hospital I work at, the end year, the annual employee survey indicated that mental wellness is something that people are so lacking at this time. Yes, guess what? There are multiple factors. We have pandemic. The third wave has been here. We have some hope now that we have the vaccine. However, some people still debating if they should get it. And that creates stress. And what else is there? Holiday stress. People are supposedly thinking they want to enjoy their family, but they also feel like, oh, my finance this year has been wobbly. Now I have to spend a lot of money to cover gifts for each other. And even people can get together, then you have to put on the best behavior. So all of that is creating stress. And American Psychological Association actually did a study that 41% of Americans are in fatigue and anxiety during holiday seasons. And on top of that, we had a recent election, and there's actually a post-election disorder where people have just stressed out by which party they picked. Would that really go along with the bigger picture going forward? And that's really a belonging issue. And how would I stand? Who do I talk about? And that sometimes, some of the case study has shown, people even split their family because there are different political opinions. So all of these things just keep adding on top of each other. And when we're looking at life, when we look at our performance in our career, when we're looking at relationship, all of this are interconnected. I think one of the biggest issue we haven't thought about is people always looking for work and life balance, but they actually see them as two separate things. I see them as you have to create harmony in all key aspects of your life. And there are 10 of them. And that's why even for all my clients who wanted to become a peak performer, the first thing I have them do when they start coaching with me is to do a 100-question deep dive into the 10 key components of their life. And so we can figure out what are their number one killer.
Thank you for sharing that. That perspective is certainly insightful. And there is a lot of stressors due to the COVID, due to the election, due to everything else. And so there is a lot of people out there that need some help. So I think what you're doing is just amazing. So Sabrina, are you leveraging any new or emerging technologies within your space? Even if it's a cool app or a hack, we'd love to hear about it from your perspective.
The new thing has been Clubhouse, and it's an app where people go in there and they become a live stream of a community. You can choose the room that you wanted to go in based on the topic, and you can join other people's room and go on there to ask a question, or you can start a room of yourself. I learned about this very recently. I think they started back in April or May this year. And some of the people who are, I'm part of a mastermind together, and some of them are in branding. So that's where I heard of. But it's really a place to create some community. You're not using video. It's just an app where you have a picture, your bio, and then you can link your Instagram and Twitter on there. And it's really an open form. Even some of the celebrity coaches, you can see them pop on. Totally a free service. Nothing's being charged. So that's some place that I have been jumping in here and there in the past few days to get some information myself and also serve others.
That's awesome. And that name of that app's Clubhouse, right?
Right. It is only a Apple product.
Gotcha. Okay, good. Good to know. Thank you again. And Sabrina, last question. If you could briefly share something that you've learned from your time in healthcare, maybe that aha moment that helped you form your decision to go out and do what you do now and help others.
Yeah, my aha moment is actually, I had a patient encounter. I remember getting a pager for a consult. And then typically, I like to look up my patient's background before going to talk to them. So I'm more prepared to give them some suggestions. And in healthcare, it's very much like coaching and speaking. You ask a lot of questions for the people so you can get the history. And then we formulate what all this background, all this history, what all other people are telling me, all these massive information, let's bring it down to something specific and that makes sense so people can do something about it. So that's what I see the healthcare really take in to become a peak performance consultant helps. And it's more than therapy, right? Because therapists are trained to just listen to us and redirect. But as a consultant coach, we give specific directions and action plans so people can actually take charge of their life after all the chaos. So one of the moments is that I look up this patient. He is only in his early 30s. And that really, in some way, shocks me because I'm in heart lung surgery. Majority of the time, people are much older unless they have congenital heart disease. And he did not have that. This patient, when I walk into his room, he was in an oxygen mask. Wife is at bedside. Her eyebrow is so wrinkled. And there are two kids on the ground just playing. Now, he was someone who came to us after he already had three open heart surgery because endocarditis. So endocarditis is an infection of inside his heart. And then for him, the mitral valve, the top chamber on the left side of that door, it has an infectious clot in there and causes breakdown in the new valve that he got a few months again. All of this came into play because initially he felt flu-like symptoms. He didn't thought much of it. And he went to the ER a couple times. But again, he thought, oh, I'm just sick. I'm just not doing well. And finally, people found out after doing an ultrasound on his heart, he has this problem, this vegetation, this infection. But because he waited so long, and he thought this small issue, didn't think much of it, that he required multiple surgeries initially because that valve wasn't sitting well. And then when he came to us, he needed a fourth procedure. And I saw him after surgery for 29 days straight when he's in the hospital. Then he finally got discharged. So I don't want myself or anybody got put into that position where you just let small things, quote unquote, go. And we know our body better. If we're not in the best position, then we're giving what's left over of us, not the best thing of us. And that's why I have a simple process to turn that table around. It's no longer just doing, wearing busyness as a badge of honor, because just being busy doesn't mean we're actually going somewhere. Doesn't mean that we're serving ourselves or others to create the ideal life for ourselves. And that's the really true reason that we don't find fulfillment. We don't have a stress management issue. We have a boundary issue and leadership issue.
Wow, that's an interesting perspective. I really appreciate that. I know our audience certainly will. And Sabrina, also, you were going to mention something about a free gift so our audience could learn more about that.
Yes, I know that all of us are so individualized. I typically teach people on how to really reboot your focus and energy even within 2 minutes. I did this for one of the hospitals, and an overnight nurse who just came off her shift told me that she can't go on another 12-hour shift. And for all the audience, I know you are the ambitious professionals. You are someone who's so driven and see life means more. And there's so much more you can tap into your potential to be the best person and serve in your family, in your friends, and in your career. And so for those people, I'm offering 3 calls per week in the next couple of weeks for the audience that are joining us today. And because I appreciate you to give us the time to really want to take charge, to learn, to amplify your life. So you can go to sabrinarombach.com/blueprint. So my full name, sabrinarombach.com/blueprint, to apply for that, where we do a dive of how can you have a blueprint to become that peak performer again. Some of the simple stuff that you can do, and what are the roadblocks that we can remove from your life?
Amazing. Thanks for sharing that. And again, one last time is at sabrinarombach.com/blueprint. Amazing. I appreciate you doing that. And Sabrina, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you, everyone, for listening in.
Bye for now.